Invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time. Invite you to come forward, kiddos.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, awesome. JJ's coming up with us. This is cool. All right. Up you go. Okay. Shout out to Jimmy on the beat drop in that song. I always love that part. Thank you. Okay. So we were maybe going to look at that big Bible on the altar, but I think the communion stuff might be in the way. So who likes to read? Anybody? Levi, will you read just a little bit of Genesis? Come on now. Just like the first, like Genesis 1 through 3. No? Anyone else? Okay, Catherine. Okay.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
Amen. It's hard to get an amen on that, right? Good job, Catherine. Thank you. Yeah, so God created the universe. In a nutshell, that's what this is all about. And tomorrow, there's such a big event happening. How many of you know what's happening tomorrow? Okay, Carlin, what's happening tomorrow? The eclipse, right? What kind of eclipse is it? I know your teachers have talked about this. Loose. This one is another one. There's a few different kinds. Starts with an S. Levi? Solar eclipse. That's right, Lucy. That's right, Levi. Solar eclipse. A total solar eclipse. Raise your hand if you're excited to see it. I'm excited to see it. Now, is the eclipse... Can anybody just kind of explain what's going to happen in the eclipse real quick? Let me see. Let me have Carlin. Can you just explain it real quick? The moon is going to what?
Totally black.
So the moon's going to like get in the way of the sun, and there's going to be a shadow on the earth, right? And so everything's going to get dark for a minute, and then we're going to be able to see just a little bit of the sun. What's that part that you're going to be able to see? We might see some rays, and then the corona, right? Is that the corona, the outside of the sun, which is a star? Anyway, wanted to talk about this because it's amazing how God is so brilliant and did all this stuff. Like, he made our earth, and he put the moon there and kept it in our orbit and like created gravity. I mean, God is just brilliant, right? And it always blows me away to think that God was there before there was anything. That blows my mind. Anyway, just wanted to talk about how God created the heavens and the earth and solar eclipses and lunar eclipses and any other kind of eclipses. So this is kind of a fun big deal, and I hope you guys are excited. And does everybody have their special glasses for that? Make sure you don't look at the sun because you don't want to damage your eyes, right? So it's exciting. We're so thankful to God for this fun time that we get to see this. So everybody be careful driving out there because there's a lot of visitors in town. All right, let's close our eyes and say a little prayer. Dear God, you're so awesome and amazing. My mind can't even understand how brilliant you are. Thank you, Lord, for this time where we can enjoy the solar eclipse with our loved ones and help keep us safe, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Awesome. Okay, we'll go to Children's Church, and we will meet Miss Amy and Kyle at the back.